Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, texter writes, so they destroy the economy for a disease that is no worse than the yearly flu they don't give a flip about. Mm-hmm. Yes, all of this writing is awfully convenient since it's taken the attention away from the death stats for COVID-19 that are coming out of the CDC, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been in your home in terror because you listen to the mainstream media, you can come out now. It's safe. Might not want to get in your car, though. If you are 50 or under, you have a higher chance of dying in an auto accident than you do from COVID-19. That's how low these stats are. But it's very convenient. The media doesn't have to report that. Since they've now moved on to something else. In fact, what is fascinating is if you remove the deaths in nursing homes, the infection fatality rate, this one I love, for non-nursing home residents, so if you don't live in a nursing home, is 0.1. It's 1 in 1,000. That is the exact same death rate as the flu. Exactly. Oh, and if you were terrified by that nonsense that Dr. Fauci was spinning about now children are going to die, they're not. Your child still has a higher odds of being struck by lightning than of dying of a COVID-19 related illness. So if you're worried about the COVID in the kids, you might want to be more worried about letting them go outside. Keep them inside. They could get hit by lightning. Probably not today, though, Lee.
No.
Pretty clear out there.
Not in the forecast. There's only, I think, about a 10% chance of any precipitation today, so...
So it's on to the next hoax.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the hoax is. Let me define it for you. Because a police officer, obviously, we've seen the video, way out of bounds. But this is not something that happens every day in America. This is a rarity. And that's what the hoax is. The hoax is random. It's black people, they're beset by police officers about to die everywhere. They're getting clubbed. They're getting, abused. It happens all the time. Well, no. But the way the media covers it, it makes it look like it does. If you are black or white in America, your odds of dying at the hands of a police officer are almost nil. Again, let's do this again. Washington Post, their database, you can pull it up. Look at police shooting database 2019. It's fascinating. 1,000 people a year, 1,004 in 2019 were killed by police. All but 41 of them were armed. All but 41 of them were armed. All but 80 of them were resisting arrest at the time. More of them were white than black. So the idea is, and this is what is so pernicious, without this kind of background, the media, Lee, creates the impression that this only happens to black people. Yeah. But it happened to 370 white people last year, nearly all of whom were armed and resisting arrest. So I'm here to tell you, if you're white and you resist arrest, particularly while you're armed, it ain't going to go well for you. Don't do it. You're going to end up just as dead as if you're black. This does happen to white people, but this is being cast as a racial issue. Is it? These stats don't convince me. But that doesn't matter because they want to fool the public. They want to spin this. The media tells you if you're black, you shouldn't even go out. You might get killed. There were 41 unarmed people killed by police last year, Lee. There are 50 to 57 states in this country, depending on who you believe.
Got a quick question.
Well, hold on. That means that is less than one a state per year. Worry about a lightning strike, folks. It's more likely to happen to you. Go ahead. Anyway,
I'm just going to say quick.
So frustrated.
Now, I believe earlier we had it had been said that the officer that was involved in Mr. Floyd's death had 18 different investigations or questions about his performance.
Yes, he had 18 complaints.
Okay. How many of those were with regard to African-American or minority complaints? And how many were from white people?
You know, you asked that yesterday, and I Googled it. I tried to find it at the time, and I couldn't find anything, so I never followed up on it. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the prosecuting official that should have dealt with him but chose not to was Amy Klobuchar. Democrat, Amy Klobuchar?
Oh, yeah.
Democrat presidential candidate and possible vice presidential candidate, yeah. Amy Klobuchar, just so you know. Not a Republican, definitely not affiliated with Donald Trump.
So I'm just wondering, how have we determined that this is a racial thing simply because that the officer was white and that the gentleman that died was black? We're saying that this was a racial case. It may have just been a case of this officer acting inappropriately toward a suspect. I'm not trying to diminish anything. Don't get me wrong, but it's
well,
just
no,
like,
but how do we know?
But that's just it. Because the reason we know is because the cop was white and the suspect was black. That's how we know. That's the judgment in this country now, that if a white person does something to a black person, it is simply because of race. There is no other reason it could have possibly have happened. It is only because of race.
All right, let's go one more. We've seen the crowds of rioters, right?
Right.
It's black and white people in these crowds.
Yes,
is it not?
Yes, it is.
A lot of surprising number of white people, young white men mostly, in these crowds, right? So, you know what is crazy? I mean, I'm not over this yet. We literally have a federal police officer. There are federal police officers. They work for the federal building police force, and they work where federal buildings are. So he was deployed. He works for the Department of Homeland Security. He's a federal employee. He was deployed to Oakland. He was shot by a protester in a drive-by shooting for walking along the street wearing a uniform, and he was black. Mm-hmm. His name was Dave Patrick Underwood. He was 53. He's dead now. Let me ask you a question. Where's Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
Because I want to know this. I can't find it anywhere. What was the race of the person who shot him?
Mm-hmm.
What was their motivation? Did they shoot him because they hate the uniform? Did they shoot him because he was black? Does anybody care? No.
What about
his death isn't useful.
What about the four police officers in St. Louis overnight that were shot? The chief was, you know, obviously emotional talking about that, but that, you know, thank goodness they're all alive. It looks like they're going to have non-threatening. I mean, the injuries are not life-threatening. What were the race of those four cops in St. Louis?
What was the race of the folks who killed him?
Shot
what
them.
Were they
weren't
shot
killed.
Him. Yeah, not yeah. killed, but shot him. Yeah, well, I don't know. Nobody cares. See, this is the crazy thing. I mean, you would think you couldn't just, you know, gun down a black man walking peacefully down the road in America, but you can if he's wearing a uniform and no one will ask any questions. The police might come after you trying to figure out who did it, but will they care about your motivation? Was it racial? They don't know. They don't care. Will they care about your race? What if the person who gunned him down was white? But they're not even asking.
Yeah.
They don't care. And that shows you the hypocrisy. This is about fomenting insurrection, blaming it on Trump, and trying to win an election. They don't care about a black man dead on the side of the road. I do. I'm outraged.
That's part of the meme that we're seeing now from people that I know and I respect, and I'm very disappointed in who are putting this garbage out there that are trying to take every death of coronavirus across the world. And everything that is going on in the economy because of our state government's reactions to the COVID-19 crisis. And then this situation now with these race riots, looting and vandalism and, you know, chaos that's going on, and saying that every bit of this is because of Donald Trump. Every bit of this, which is absolutely patently false and ridiculous. And if that's the case, then we should be lining up the body count for President Obama and President Bush and President Clinton and President Bush and President Johnson and President Kennedy and President Truman. I mean, we could go on and on and on.
How does a man get killed by a police officer in a city with a blue mayor and a state with a blue governor? And it's Trump's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Riddle me that one.
Yeah.
And all these people protesting, I mean, y'all elected a bunch of Democrats to run with you in your city. Every one of these happens in Democrat-controlled places, from Ferguson to Baltimore to here.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all start to figure out maybe voting blue is part of the problem? You didn't vote red. This isn't the Deep South. We're able to have peaceful protests here with classy police. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets stomped. Everything turns out okay. We did have to use a little bit of tear gas, but nobody got hurt. We seem to be able to do this just fine. Why can't they pull it off in blue cities? Because they condone chaos. That's why, and chaos gets people killed. Chaos is part of the formula. They love it. They embrace it. By the way, did you, this is coming up next. Did you see the Cuomo clip?
No, I have not.
As he is literally turning down federal help from Trump, National Guard, mocking Trump for wanting to use the National Guard to subdue people, literally as they are destroying Fifth Avenue in New York, smashing the windows, destroying the stores, setting them on fire, looting, and saying that it's wrong to use troops against Americans, literally as Fifth Avenue is being destroyed, and he's doing nothing to stop it. Folks, you want that? Vote Democrat. You're looking at what it's like to live with that level of chaos.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, record shattered. Yep, May 2020. We've got the stats now for firearm background checks. That's a proxy for gun purchases. They do a background check when they are processing a gun purchase. So we don't know the exact number of guns bought because that isn't, that record isn't kept, thank God. It's none of their business. But we do know this. May 2020, according to the FBI, shattered the firearm background check record. It appears more, we know more background checks were conducted, which probably means more guns were purchased than ever before in May. What does this tell you, folks? What does this tell you? You know in your gut what this tells you. You don't even need to verbalize it. People's confidence in the government to keep them safe. People's trust in their government is at an all-time low because we are spinning out of control in this country. We're spinning out of control. And we have never seen before the depths to which they will go to collapse our economy. We don't know what they have planned next. Their lies are so expansive, so all-consuming and overwhelming that you just go, I don't know what they got planned next. I need a gun to protect myself. No one else can do it. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong watching that. You're not. Let me give you an example. This is Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York laughing at the president for offering to send the National Guard in to help him. Literally, as this interview is going down, Fifth Avenue is burning. The windows are smashed. It's being destroyed by protesters. And he not only turns down the president's offer of help, he mocks the president for the idea that we would bring any of it under control. This is what you get when you vote blue.
Today.
Here we go.
What do you say to the president? He'll deploy the U.S. military. He will solve the problem for you if you don't do it.
I say thank you, but no thank you. Look, the president wants to recreate reality here, right? But what the president today did was he called out the American military against American citizens. That's what they did. They used the American military to push back a peaceful protest, which everyone watched on TV, just so he could have a photo op of walking to a church.
No. Okay, what happened? Okay, this is the left, right? The president tear gassed protesters in order to walk across the street from the White House, clear the way for a useless photo op outside the White House, you know, in front of that church. You know, the one, the burnt one? Burnt 24 hours before by the same protesters just cleared away? That church. You know the protesters. I mean, the Democrats outraged these protesters would be removed from the space between the White House and the church. But folks, we just had over 50 Secret Service agents injured by said peaceful protesters. And the president's supposed to just leave them there? Are they out of their minds? Did they miss the news of the last 48 hours? But about those peaceful protesters, they're under a 7 p.m. curfew. That curfew was in effect. And they were told not once, not twice, but three times to disperse by the U.S. Park Service before they were hit with rubber bullets and tear gas. But see, Democrats don't see it that way. This is the same group that's been milling around outside the White House for the last 48 hours. Again, the same protest, we don't have the exact same protesters, but the same protest that left over 50 Secret Service agents wounded, and we're just supposed to leave it. Just leave it. They want to stay till Christmas. That's fine. Whatever. They can burn down the White House. It's just whatever they feel. Because they have liberal privilege to whatever they want. That's how it works. A tweeter nailed this. He said it was very selfish of Trump to disrupt the protest that, again, injured over 50 Secret Service agents, but nobody cares about them. So it was very wrong, and Trump should have just left him there as long as they like, and he should never clear anyone out of his way. This is a tweet I received about this. Over 8 years, I watched the HPD and the Secret Service block roads for miles and search residents so Obama could go get an ice cream. I watched Secret Service evict Marines from their base gym and run a 2-hour security sweep so Obama could use a treadmill. This is nothing new. And it's not. This happens for whoever's president. Doesn't matter the party. But the Democrats pretend he's not. So they want the protesters out there in front of the White House. They want to stay all summer. That's fine. They want to burn place down. That's fine, too. Trump should not get in the way. You vote Democrat, this is what you get. Good luck running a business in that environment, by the way. And keep in mind, as Cuomo said, that Fifth Avenue is burning, and all Trump has done is offer to send in National Guard to quell it. And he says, no. No, we don't use troops on Americans. There's no words, but there's just literally no words.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're not coming. They're not going to help you. It's not happening. Yep, that's the theme of the upcoming segment. But first, I want to read this tweet by Katie Pavlett. She nails this. The left is outraged that the violent protest outside the White House was interrupted by federal authorities so that Trump could walk across the street holding a Bible. Now, the media is not going to tell you a couple things about this. They said it was awful that these poor protesters were, stopped from their protesting with tear gas and bullets. What they won't tell you is they were asked not once, not twice, but three times to clear. Given plenty of time to do so, they refused. And this is about 24 hours after more than 50 Secret Service agents were injured putting the mess down. So he walks across the street, under heavy security, obviously, to the burnt church. Katie Pavlik tweets, and boy, does she nail this. I see there are many people, most in the media, more upset about President Trump walking to St. John's Church and holding up a Bible than they were about the church being lit on fire by the rioters last night. Literally, it's the night before. And believe, they don't give a rip about the Secret Service agents hurt. They don't care. Doesn't mean anything to them. Those lives don't matter. These are the people who get mad when you say all lives matter. They don't. Only useful lives matter. I mean, they are outraged that this area would be cleared after the church was burned. After Trump had to go down in a bunker because these people were so out of control. Uh-huh. But I thought it was put best by the Raleigh police chief. And I want you to understand, if you're a taxpayer, what the deal is. See, because we always thought the deal was one way, but the deal is actually another way. All these leftists, these governors, these mayors, congressional representatives, the ones who tell you, we need to get your guns now. You should go ahead and give up your guns. You can trust us. We'll send the police. You don't need guns. We got police officers with guns. They're highly trained. You don't need your gun. You need to give up your gun. That has been, to me, the most stark thing that you've seen from this. They will not protect you. And boy, will they not protect you if the people who want to hurt you have liberal privilege. They will not protect you. You're on your own. Good luck. You're seeing what the real deal is. They get the guns, then they sit back. And they're heavily fortified offices, of course, protected by security with guns. And they allow their constituents, the ones they care about the most, to terrorize, to murder, to maim, to destroy. And when they are offered assistance, we'll send in the National Guard. They mock the president who does it literally as Cuomo did while Fifth Avenue burns. This is the Raleigh police chief, Raleigh, North Carolina. She's laying out what the deal is, just so you're clear. Thank God we haven't given up our guns yet. She says she's not sending officers to protect businesses or buildings. Not going to do it. By the way, this was in a press conference after this moron said that looting would not be tolerated. Property damage would not be tolerated. But then she says, I'm not sending an officer. Oh, but that tax bill, be sure to pay it on time or we'll come take your property.
When the greater risk is of injury to the officer, and I had 5 injured last night, a building, a window, a door, the property within it can easily be replaced. I will not put an officer in harm's way to protect the property inside of a building because insurance is most likely going to cover that as well.
What did I call her, a moron? If this is your policy, don't tell the looters. Don't tell them. Why would you tell them? Now, obviously, she's got concern for officers. That's good. That's an admirable thing. But I want you to hear the deal there. This is the real deal from the left. You give us your guns, 100% compliance. You do as we say. And then we don't care. You're on your own. Got a business? Hope the insurance covers that. If not, oh well, not my problem. Don't call me. Oh, but make sure you pay your taxes. That's the deal. Folks, it's always been the deal. And now we're seeing dual justice applied at the local level. They applied it to our president, got away with it. Why wouldn't they apply it at the local level? Oh, you're our constituent. Those are our constituents hitting people upside the head with pavers. Okay. Cool. Let them. That's why you need a gun, folks. That's why you need a gun. You have to have a gun. It is necessary. If that is what this country should take away from this. You are on your own. On your own. By yourself. Good luck. That's where we are. Want to hit this the phone lines real quick. We've got Ella and Taylor's. Hey, Ella.
Good morning, Tara. Call me crazy, but this is about Biden. Me and my daughters think that he is, right now, Hillary is out of the picture, or I haven't seen or heard anything of her in a while. And who knows what's going on with her, but we feel like he is going to select her to run with him, and if he wins, then he will declare himself unfit for the office. And then she'll be president. Am I crazy?
Look, you know what, Ella? Nothing's crazy anymore. Nothing is. I'm here to tell you what seems impossible today will be going down in America a week from now. So, you know what? Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me either with the way things are going. But you know what? The good Lord is in control.
I hope so, Ella. I hope the American people are getting a good look at this so they can make a choice. Because I'm here to tell you, it used to drive me nuts during the Obama era when I would hear people say, there's really no difference between right and left. There's really no difference between Republicans and Democrats. I hope that difference is really stark right now. Texter on the text line writes, hey, Tara, Saturday peace march was not peaceful. I was attacked by two white women who screamed Black Lives Matter and hit me with a bottle of water. Texter writes, my wife said it's awful convenient that a lot of prisoners were recently released to protect them from the COVID. And then the writing starts. Yeah, the timing of that is awfully convenient, isn't it? Another texter writes, so they destroyed the economy for a disease that is no worse than the yearly flu that they don't give a flip about. Yes, that is the case for everyone but those in nursing homes. We're going to get back into that in the next hour. This is just mind-blowing what we're now being told by the CDC. Texter writes, liberal craziness. We won't keep the buildings from being burnt down because they are insured. However, we then want to complain that insurance rates are too high. Yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the line with Charles in Blue Ridge. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Tara. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but time after time yesterday, when I went to articles online about some of the more sadistic and violent acts that the Bolshevik revolutionaries, which is exactly what they are, by the way, had committed against innocent people. Time after time, and these were different articles from different sources, I get the same message. This video is not available.
Oh, so you're talking about, like, the violent videos?
Yep. We're not allowed to see what they're actually doing.
Well, no. I mean, these are the same people, Charles, who told medical doctors that if they disagreed with what we now know was incredibly faulty junk science coming out of the WHO, then their videos would be taken down when they tried to correct the junk science. And now we find out it was the doctors in those videos that got the death rates for COVID-19 correct, not the junk science from the WHO. So, I mean, if these leftist censors who don't even have medical degrees would do that to real doctors who aren't even political, sky's the limit. They are going to try to conform the videos out there to reality, and when it doesn't fit reality, they just take it down.
Amen, and it's being intensified. And not only are we in the middle of a literal Bolshevik revolution, but most powerful people in government, the media, and most importantly, education, are facilitating it.
They are. And, you know, and I want to thank you for your phone call. You want to make this point. It was fascinating. One of the guys on the air here overnight, the late night guys, I don't usually take them too seriously because it's all UFOs and ghost stories for the campfire. But he talked about having lived in South America during the Civil War in, I think it was it Brazil? God, I can't remember the country. Anyway, it'll come back to me. I don't have the transcript anymore. It's long since gone. But he was talking about what it was like to live in a country having a civil war. And people do. And he said, look, you'd get up in the morning, make your coffee. You might hear gunshots off in the distance. You might not. You get in your car and you go to work. You knew what parts of the city to avoid. And he said what it was Group A, and they would go and there'd be an assassination attempt or maybe a successful attempt to somebody from Group B. And these are political groups that were warring, and they were killing each other all the time. Sometimes it would spill into violence in the streets with guns fought, you know, shot and fired. And you wouldn't want to get caught in a crossfire of that. But for the most part, you knew the safe route to work, and then you just did that and you went on. But they were having a civil war. That is what this country looks like right now. And again, in that civil war, he was saying, look, the majority of the country wasn't involved in it. They weren't shooting. They weren't ducking. They were, you know, they were going about their lives. But the civil unrest hurt the economy. It hurt public cohesiveness. It hurt their institutions. It was a mess. And that the political parties were rooting for one side or another. That's what we're looking at right here. I mean, when the Democrats are not outraged that their followers have burnt the church across from the White House and have injured over 50 Secret Service agents, and not one of them condemns that. And literally 24 hours later, they turn tail and defend those protesters because Trump subdued them before walking across the street to hold the Bible in front of the church that was burned. I mean, think about that. They never condemn the protesters. There's no, look, we condemn the violence and everything, but look, they're protesting peacefully right now, so let them stay. There's no condemnation of the violence. There's no condemnation of the burning of the church because they're fine with it. That's what Katie Pavlich is pointing out. They're fine with it. They're good. They didn't want the party to end. It was fun. Because if there's chaos outside the White House, it looks like Trump doesn't have things under control. That was Trump saying, I will walk across the street, darn it. This is still America. I will hold a Bible up in front of a church. Maybe board it up because it was burnt by your loons that you know, your Looney Tunes followers. And what is the what do the Democrats do, folks? This is all you need to see. If you don't have a gun yet, you should get one. If you're law-abiding, you should get one and have one. Keep it. This is how they run things. This is their plan for the country. They only get upset when the party ends. Some of those Secret Service agents are still in the hospital. And they're mad that the mob in front of the White House has been dispersed with rubber bullets and tear gas. No lasting injuries from those. They're not mad about the Secret Service agents being attacked. They're not mad the church was burnt. They haven't condemned it. Not one of them. If you can find one of them that condemned that, send it to me. It was all the leadership of the Democrat Party. It was Cuomo and Pelosi and Warren and all of them screaming that these protesters were dispersed. I find it an outrage. They were still there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.